Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Will Stratton, pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
The first disciples asked Jesus, again, where are you staying? Sometimes this question has been looked upon as maybe the disciples didn't necessarily know what to say to Jesus. It was pointed out to them that he was the Messiah, the one who was to come into the world to save the people. Jesus asks, what are you looking for? Who are you looking for? They say, where are you staying? And Jesus, of course, says, come and see. Maybe from this little bit of a dialogue, we can speak a little bit about this idea of a home, a place to stay, a place of encounter, right? So for some of you, hopefully, College Station, Bryan, is beginning to become your home, right? Some of you being here for a few years, maybe this will just be a small time, a temporary home for you as you go to school and as you receive an invocation. Some of you, this has been a home for you for a long time. Some of you are working here. Some of you raising a family here. Some of you also maybe even retired here and have made this your home. Also, this invitation that we have here for St. Mary's, it also may be a spiritual home for many of you, so that you may, again, encounter the Lord here, that you can grow in your faith, and that you can become comfortable in desiring to share God's love and what you have encountered here, right? So there's some sense of a beginning, right? We hear this kind of new relationship with Samuel and with God. So Samuel didn't know God's voice yet. God was calling him, and it took three times for him going to Eli, and Eli realizing that it was God who was calling him. So told him to go back, and whenever you hear the voice again, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Also, too, is John the Baptist, who points out to his disciples, Jesus, behold the Lamb of God who has come into the world to save the world. Behold the Lamb of God. And so they leave John the Baptist and they go to follow Jesus and to, again, to make a home. This also kind of speaks into a little bit of baptism, right? We celebrated the baptism of Jesus this last Monday, kind of which ended in the Christmas season, but also began the new ordinary time, this new season that we enter into. So we're back into green here. And so this kind of speaks of a beginning, right? Which St. Paul really speaks about in that second reading. Talks about us being intimately united with the Holy Spirit through the baptism and the life of Christ. And our body no longer is ours, but hopefully our body becomes a home, right? A dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. God wants to come and dwell with his people. God wants to make a home with us, right? So how are we growing in comfortability with God? How are we growing in our encounter with him? How are we becoming comfortable with him? How are we becoming comfortable in the place that he wants to stay and dwell? Which sometimes we don't want to dwell with ourselves. Sometimes we want, again, this is what kind of sin leads us and the world leads us to try to find happiness or peace or home in other things instead of finding a home here, right? With God, here at St. Mary's, here in our relationships and our friendships. We provide a comfortable place, again, that we can grow. This last week, I had the chance to go home, or to go to my parents' house, right? The place that I grew up in. So I was there for a little bit of vacation this last week, so got to enjoy, in some sense, some of Mom's home cooking. My dad also cooked as well. Got to see my niece and nephew, my two sisters. Kind of came together also for a special occasion. This last Friday, on January the 12th, was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. So we were able to kind of celebrate this joyous time with my parents. And again, for all of us, we also were very much part of that 50 years of my parents' marriage, right? My two sisters and myself, and of course, most recently, my niece and my nephew, and my brother-in-law, kind of welcomed them to this home that my parents had began, this home that they had started 50 years ago. Husband and wife joined into marriage with the Lord at the center. Faith was very much important in our home, in our family, and in our life. And we grew up together. And my parents, in a sense, protected this home. They cared for this home. They cared for this place that we lived in. And of course, it's a little different than what, you know, my dad just renovated the bathroom upstairs. You know, other particular kitchen had been renovated a couple years ago. So there's always kind of an upkeep, particular things that happen. It's kind of neat to see my parents' relationship also grow over time. They seem to be more comfortable arguing in front of us as kids. as they seek to continue to love one another, to push each other's buttons, to forgive, and to continue to grow in love with each other. So very beautiful sense to be in that home, in that place, in that, in some sense, the place, again, that, as I said, my parents had formed, but also my parents had protected and provided a place for my sisters and I, my niece and nephew, brother-in-law, to also continue to grow in our own selves, right? Of course, many of you have a couple of extra sweaters, jackets, kind of coats on as you came into the church today with this cooler weather. Also, as a sense of, I helped my mom move a lot of plants inside, right? So protecting and caring for the things that we have, especially with this cooler weather. I don't know if you watched the football game last night, but it was like negative 26 wind chill in Kansas City. And who would, in their right mind, be outside watching that game? But there was a sense of also people bundling up, right, protecting themselves as they went to kind of watch a game, something they enjoyed, and pretty sure to talk about that they were there, right? But the sense of protection and providing and caring for what the Lord has given to us. So how are we called to protect this home, right? How are we called to protect the dignity of life, our body, that St. Paul spoke about in that second reading? How do we care for this temple of the Holy Spirit? How do we not enter into immoral acts, right? Immoral acts like gossip. Immoral acts like sex outside of marriage. Maybe immoral acts of slander of other people. Immoral acts maybe of masturbation or pornography. How do we protect the body that God has given to us, this temple of the Holy Spirit? How do we protect, again, our identity? Our own baptism, we become sons and daughters of God. We hear God call us and invite us into this relationship. How do we protect this relationship with God? How do we nourish this relationship with God? How do we seek to continue to grow and be formed in this relationship with God? How do we desire to, again, to grow in our identity as sons and daughters of God? Maybe to continue to grow in the vocation of marriage, the vocation of parents, a vocation of single life. Maybe the vocation of, maybe some of you are dating and preparing for discerning the sacrament of marriage. Maybe some of you are discerning priesthood and religious life that God could be leading and guiding you to. How are you protecting this relationship with the Lord? And he speaks to us. And as he, again, seeks to lead us and guide us to safety, to care, to be at home with him. So my brothers and sisters, as we begin this new semester too, gives us a great opportunity as we begin this new liturgical year. So just as Samuel, just as the new apostles, we are at the beginning. And over the next few months, as we enter into the readings each Sunday, we're going to talk about how the apostles, the disciples, are beginning to learn Jesus. And they see him drive out demons, and they see him heal people, and they see him forgive sins. And they see him feed 5,000 people with a little bit of bread and fish. How are you as the semester begins? Are you going to be attentive to what the Lord is doing to you and to those around you? How he is desiring to form a home with you, as he desires to heal you, to drive out things that are not of him, as he desires to feed you with the best food, the Eucharist. As we begin this semester, where will you find your home, right? Will you find your home here at St. Mary's? Will you find your home in your own heart with the Lord? Will you desire to come clean and maybe find your home in one of these confessionals here in the church, right? As you lay down your sins, maybe some of the immoral acts that you have fallen into, and to be rejoined with the Lord and find peace again in your own heart with the Lord. May you seek with God's help. And ultimately, it is him, right? It is God who is protecting this place, right? It is God who protected my parents and our family and our home. It is God who is protecting your heart and your family and your home. It is God who is protecting this place at St. Mary's so that it can be a place that you can become fruitful and encounter and grow and share your faith. It is the Lord that is caring for your heart. May you not be afraid to open it to him, to let him give you a new name, and to follow him.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and his church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.